Welcome to the Doghouse. One more reason for the Italians to hate the Spanish from this weekend. We have Moto America at COTA. And of course, we have the first race in quite some time where Phil did not pick Aaron Canet. So congratulations, Phil. Wise choice.
You broke the habit.
It was hard. I don't know because I haven't done the scoring for the pool. So I don't know what Canet's qualifying points are. So maybe I might have made a mistake.
He might have been worth a couple points in quality. I think he qualified seventh. Yeah, he was right behind Manuel Gonzalez. I think Manuel Gonzalez would have got more points from his place than where he finished.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
But we didn't pick him either. We picked Holgado.
No, I picked Gonzalez. You
picked Gonzalez. Yeah, so that was probably a better pick overall. Of course, this is the first time I haven't picked Gonzalez in a long time, and of course, well.
He finally
I pick Holgado because he's looking like he's the up and comer, and
we're running close to injuring that guy. We also had the Super Motocross things, and there's big Bobby Fong news to Phil, who's a big Bobby Bong.
You can't say it. I get it. Bobby Bong. Bobby Bong.
A big Bobby Bong fan, too.
he still hasn't got the teeth in right.
Many.
That's as right as they're going to get.
Till the next set.
Till the next set. Yeah. I'm curious about the Bobby Fong news other than the results. I know the results from the weekend. But I haven't heard the news, so I'm looking for that. Why don't we do that first? Because
Do the Bobby Fong news first?
Let's do Bobby Fong news first.
Bobby Fong.
All right, you guys all know I love the Bobby Fongs.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a big Bobby Fong fan too. Non-Asian Bobby Fong.
I just love his attitude towards racing. He's just.
Oh, and I like the fact that he was from day one. He was very open with us, you know, and he had. Some people would have been thrown off by the stupid stuff we say. He wasn't, so I get it.
Yeah, he's like, you guys are idiots.
You guys are completely
idiots. But then he embraced it. Yeah. Here we go. I'm going to read a title from worldsvk.com under their news segment. Title Friday, September 12th September, because they're British and they don't know how to write the date.
Yeah.
Here we go. Moto America Championship leader Bobby Fong will join the WSVK final two rounds of 2025 as a wild card rider.
That's great news. But
yeah,
that's great news. And you know something? Since the trend in World Superbike is to go for decrepit riders, and Bobby Fong is approaching that, so cool. That's good. Maybe that means he'll have a chance.
Not being able to say one positive thing about an American racer.
He cannot.
You don't think that was positive?
No,
I mean for that, you, yes, it probably was.
Exactly. Support. That's right. For me, it was a positive that you have to take it in the spirit it was intended.
He's set to receive technical support from Yamaha Motor Europe.
Well, that'll slow him down.
And his team, Attack Performance Stock Racing, Progressive Team Yamaha R1.
So, he'd be better off if he took that bike with him over there and raced it, in my opinion.
He might be.
I hope so.
I would agree. And by the way, he's only 34.
Only 34?
Only 34.
That's like saying Ken's only 81.
That's right.
A long way from being young.
Yes, a long way from being young, yeah.
But anyways, Bobby Fong
is going to be news, racing. Regardless of what Ken says.
I didn't say it was bad news. That maybe he'll get a seat since the trend has been to older riders in World Superbike in recent years. That's all.
He's going to be riding in Estoril and Jerez. I didn't get her out of either.
Oh, that's great. You got to be careful in Estoril.
Yeah.
That's where the trans riders ride.
So is he going to be... He still has one race left here.
One race left.
And then he's got one race here. And he's in championship contention, too.
And he's more than in contention. He's leading.
He's leading. That's why
it is relatively close.
It is. It's very, very close between Bouvier and him and
Heron.
And Heron. Yeah. It's very, very close. But Bobby Fong has held on to the lead now for three rounds, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
can't intimidate Bobby Fong.
I would give him the advantage right now. So we'll see how it works out.
Yeah, he's got an 8-point lead. He's looking
good. I like the fact that it's down to it being either, you know, one of the three of them. And to be honest with you, I would rather see it be either Heron or Bobby Fong. I prefer Bobby Fong overall since he hasn't won a Superbike championship and the other two have. But Bouvier doesn't need another one. That's like, you know, that's like Mark Marquez.
You had enough. No more for you.
You're no more wins for you. A year, and now you're starting to have these everybody gets a trophy moments.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. That you don't get that in Florida, believe me.
I don't know. So you didn't have that before you left.
Well, Bobby Fong's different. I didn't say everybody gets it. I just said that he of the three that hasn't had one and I'd like to see him win. That's all.
Yeah. So anyways, that's it's
and the steaming burrito. I want the steaming burrito to get one too.
Obviously. Who doesn't want Rich yet? But he's way far back.
I know
he's not even come close.
Way far back.
No, he's not. There's no one's going to come close but those top three. There's no one in reach but the top three.
Now, in the first race, Heron and Bouvier had a great race in the last three laps. I mean, they traded first and second the whole time, the whole way.
It was a good race.
Yeah, those last three laps were unbelievably fun to watch. And the second race, not so much.
No, Bobby Fong pretty much dominated the second race. He ended up winning by... What did he end up winning by four? I thought
Bouvier won the second race.
Oh, yeah, Bouvier won
by like 10 seconds.
Yeah, like by 10 seconds. It was a big lead. I know that. Yeah.
Fong had a lonely second, and Heron fought to keep on in the third.
Yeah. He's fighting, what's his name there? STK, right?
Yeah, that's right. It was, yeah.
No, but anyways, so I'm excited for Bobby to go over there and race.
I think it's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity for him. And if nothing else, you know, it's kind of a treat. I'm sure he's going to go over there with the mind that nothing's going to come with this, but I'll go have a good time, be cool to ride on it.
Yeah.
I don't know that he'll
find. I think you're right. Take his own bike.
But I don't know that he'll find a World Superbike spec bike to be as fast as the one he's riding in Moto America, to be honest with you.
I think you're right. He needs to take his own. Take it with him.
He doesn't get to, but.
Check baggage.
Yeah, right. Check baggage. He won't get to, but they're not far apart. I just think that, you know, for some reason, and maybe it's an American track thing, Yamahas just do a whole lot better here than they do over there.
It could be track layout. It
could very well be track layout. Yep. That wouldn't surprise me.
So different than American track.
And they tend to be longer for most cases. Not COTA, though. Obviously, they were COTA this weekend. No. So that's
COTA's huge.
It's just weird to me how much stronger the Yamahas are in World Superbike. I mean, in Moto America than they are in World Superbike. I haven't quite figured that out yet. Maybe it's the rules. Maybe the rules in Moto and World Superbike are not favoring that.
Maybe it's the teams. I'm not trying
to. It could be. It could be any of those.
Attack performance when Heron started with them a long time ago. Oh, spent a lot of time and money making that bike better.
Yeah.
And then when they moved over to work that deal with, what was it, Strock, who Jiggy Dog was racing with, and Flat Track, that other company I can't remember right now, they made that bike strong.
And the Yamaha's been strong even going way back to Ben Spee's days.
It has.
Yeah.
But then forever. It had fallen off a little.
And not for long, not much.
But
it was still a top three bike, even when it was in contention.
In the last decade they've like dominated championships.
Yeah, probably 15, maybe 20 years.
Yeah.
Close to as long as we've been doing the doghouse, right?
Yep. So, yeah, back anyways. Into the monster Yamaha days when they were demonstrably stronger than anybody else, and then
I just thought that was good to read. I was happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is good. That's good news. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear it.
Does.
I mean, and the other thing, too, is since Bobby...
Did you hear the PJ Jacobson news?
No, I haven't. Hear any PJ Jacobson news.
I didn't hear that one.
Is he going to wild card?
I watched the race. He's getting a promotion.
Yeah. Graham Rahal is going to put a Ducati in Superbike, and they're putting PJ Jacobson on it.
And I heard it was going to be the V4.
I don't know that's an advantage.
Well, I'm just saying there's no... No one else is running the V4, and so they'll be bringing it up.
In World Superbike?
No, Moto America Superbike.
Moto America Superbike, yeah. They're just running. What are they running now? Straight fours or the V2?
V2.
Yeah. In Super Sport, they're running the V2, right?
Yes.
Right. But they're going to be moving him up. Hold on. Let me see if I can. find the actual announcement.
I'm glad they're doing that because, you know, this season has really been a heartbreaker, I think, for PJ Jacobson. Yeah. And that's all I have to say about that whole super sport class this year. I'm so disgusted with.
Well, and in the while he's looking that up, we got the King of Baggers, the new champion, Kyle Wyman.
Who has won before.
Yeah, he's been there the champion Kim a couple times
everybody
now.
Needs a trophy. Kim was probably rooting for old, what's his name, Max there, Flinders.
I'd be rooting for the guy from France.
Bass, he had a good weekend.
Bass.
Yeah, him and Bradley Smith both finished on the podium.
Yeah.
In race two.
Yeah, I kind of missed that.
And Baz finished second in race one. So.
Well, we should enjoy it while we can.
I'll say we struggled here to give him a few more seconds to find something, and he still hasn't done it.
There we go.
I will find something positive to say about King of Baggers.
Yeah, it is going to be the V4. It is.
Yeah.
I wanted to, before I went and said that, I wanted to check it on the.
So far, V4 is not helping Yamaha much, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Yeah, no, that you ain't lying.
It's got. Well, we'll talk about it when we get into talking about MotoGP.
Kayla Yakov, the primary bike,
Is the only one? Bike. Is that the only one?
No. They have a second. They're gonna have a second super sport bike with a guy who I'm not familiar with. Hold on, Alessandro Di Mario.
Yeah,
Alessandro.
I don't remember. He's going to be on the secondary bike. And
no, you're supposed to say B bike, Phil. Get it right. He's going to be on the B bike.
I wonder why the A and the B bike have different names. Primary and secondary.
See, we told you there was never an A bike or a B bike. So it might be primary and secondary, but there's no A and B.
So what's the backup bike just called, right? Is that the secondary primary?
No, it's the other bike.
The other
Ducati.
Uh-huh. Oh God!
You're never.
I tell you what, you
Mark
are like
Marquez
a dog.
Is on the primary.
You are like a dog.
Greg
Nye
is on the other.
You are like a dog with a bum.
I am.
Give me that damn bum.
I love it. I know it pisses you guys off.
It doesn't piss us off. It's like fantasy, but that's okay. Whatever entertains
America,
you.
America, F, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Look, Ducati couldn't make a bad enough B-bike for Bagnaia right now. Believe me. They couldn't possibly build one that bad. It's not the bike.
It is not the bike.
No, it's not.
Anyways.
It's marriage.
Marriage. Marriage is bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, PJ Jacobs and Schultz have about, 21 points?
Yeah, not good.
Sorry, between them in the Super Sport Championship.
Not good. Not good.
Especially Schultz has banged out, three wins in a row?
Not good.
So, yeah.
Not good. I mean, there's just so many things that have to go wrong for Schultz, which is not going to happen because that's how it was engineered. It was always intended for Schultz to win, in my opinion.
Wow. Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't ever talk Moto America again because Ken is just...
Kid is just rotten here today.
I'm sorry. You see the racing going on between 2X Superbike riders and PJ Jacobs. I'm glad PJ Jacobs is going to Superbike. That's the best news of the weekend.
Bobby Fong. Oh, wait, because you think he's old and decrepit. Bobby Fong's old and decrepit.
No, I'm saying it's the best news.
I don't
of the
know
weekend
why Evel Knievel and Greg White hate us, Warren. Robbie Knievel. I'm sorry. Robbie Knievel.
He's dead. He's just as dead as his father, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's true.
The
old Keith Richards.
The good thing for me is the people that hate me, Phil, are all dead. And the ones that hate
I'm
you,
still alive,
they're very much
I am
alive.
Still here.
They're very much alive, the ones that hate you.
I think we need to move along before we kill this even more.
Yeah, no doubt.
I got the first thing I got to bring up is MotoGP, the sprint. What the hell? A leg in celebration? Oh, you guys give me a blank stare. You didn't see him holding up a prosthetic leg as he went around the track for finishing third?
Are you sure it was a leg?
Yes, because it. Let me get my note here. Bezecchi, who finished third.
You sure it wasn't another part of his anatomy?
No, it was definitely a leg.
And he's showing off?
In recognition of a movie called Three Men and a Leg, he rode around a track in his victory lap, holding a prosthetic leg, stopped to give his mom a hug, and knocked his mom down with the leg.
I remember that movie. I think it was nominated for an Academy Award and nothing. Never heard of it.
I had heard. It's an Italian movie.
I think it's Three Men and a Baby, not Three Men and a Leg. That's the gay version.
And watch
the
gay version.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Hey, put your leg away.
One of the craziest celebration moves I've ever seen.
Listen, here's why they need Americans in these sports. Because some Americans should have walked out there, grabbed the leg, and broke it over their knee. But like third place doesn't celebrate. America, F yeah.
There's other, but where a bunch is of
Joe
other
Roberts?
Reasons why
Joe
they need
Roberts
Americans.
Should have been beating that leg upside his head.
Yep.
Joe Roberts should have just came out, heard the Stone Cold Steve Austin glass.
Yeah.
And just walk out there, da-da-da-da-da-da, take the leg and break it.
I hope he got paid for that. That's all I can say.
I hope so too, but his mom.
I wonder how many. I wonder how many races he's been carrying that leg around, waiting to use it.
Listen, let me tell you, it's hard getting through customs with body parts in the back.
It is. I'm not excited personally, so I can't comment.
Bring back proof, okay?
Yeah.
But anyways,
well, if you get a chance, take a 30 seconds out, look it up. Since you both didn't know anything about it, look it up.
I know.
It is
I don't watch that kind of race finish. I turned it off.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't want to see the post race. The bike was fast. No, you cheated because every other bike's been detuned, according to Ken.
Well, now that Warren has jumped into MotoGP, why don't we talk about Moto 2 first?
Is there a point?
Yeah, no, I guess not.
There's not.
Thanks, Warren.
Well, there wasn't a point to talk about Moto 2 anyway. It's just who wants to win?
Who doesn't want to win?
Apparently Vietti. Not.
That it's the 3 weeks of the Cieti season that Vietti gets hot every year.
Three?
Somebody picked him in the pool. Two. And I was like, is it that time of the year already?
Yeah, somebody did pick him in the pool. You know why they picked him? And I didn't look at this until after the fact.
Because it's the 3 weeks.
It's the one track. It's the one track he's consistent at.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's like three rounds that he does a good job. And it's like, that's it.
Yeah. I also think because none of the people that are within reach of the championship in Moto 2 really want to win.
I just don't think they do.
Well, here's the deal. If you win Moto 2, everybody's going to expect you to move up, and there aren't any good bikes available.
No.
There aren't any seats available, I don't think.
There's not going to be any seats available. It doesn't matter.
So
whoever wins the championship this year is out of luck.
So what's the point in winning?
Risking that if you don't repeat next year, you'll never get to MotoGP. That's what it means, right?
Yeah, but what's the point of going to MotoGP if you're on the old CRT team that's been rebranded?
Well, I think they call it Lira
or Honda
in Italy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep. Probably the worst rider in MotoGP makes at least twice what the best rider does in Moto2.
Let's go to the worst rider in GP. Some Chantra, who I believe there was an announcement, he's going to World Superbike.
Yeah.
Apparently, the worst rider in MotoGP doesn't make as much money as the worst rider in World Superbike because he's doing the Boot Scoop Boogie.
I will bet he's going to World Superbike because that's better than sitting on the couch and watching the races.
Yeah, he wasn't going to get asked back next year.
No, he was not coming back. So rather than make Zippy, I'll take my $75,000 salary in World Superbike as the last rider because I don't have a choice, walk away from my $200,000 salary in MotoGP because $75,000 is better than nothing.
Is it?
Well, you have to comment on that.
Well, $75,000 still going to go a long ways.
And this is better.
I mean, is it 75,000 US or European or Turkish?
Oh, I had to convert it.
Well, some cat's Thai, isn't he?
He's Turkish.
No, isn't some cat Chantra is Thai, I believe, or Cameroon or something like that, somewhere in Southeast Asia.
Same difference.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Yeah, I think he is Thai, because isn't that he won, and it was the first time ever a Thai rider?
Yeah. He's Thai. I just looked at it, double checked. He is. Yeah. You know, but Lisa, but there is one good thing you can say about him. He's going to go to World Superbike relatively uninjured, even though he was riding the Honda.
But that's not a good thing about him. That's a lucky thing for him. Okay. Then he's going to get on. Then he's going to get on a Honda and be crippled for life.
Fast enough to get hurt on the worst bike in the field.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So yeah.
All
right.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, my Holgado looked pretty good for a good deal of that race, but unfortunately, there was some guy flying up from behind who we don't talk about very often, and he was by far faster in the second half of the race than anybody was.
I was kind of expecting to see some kind of penalty thing come out today.
Some technical for some of the passes that he made, or
no? Well, how did he keep up that pace when no one else was doing it?
Yeah.
It
wasn't just keeping up that pace. He would have been a great pick in the pool. He qualified horribly, and then he just sliced through the entire field.
Yeah.
Another lap.
And usually you don't do that without a little extracurricular activity.
Yeah, well, maybe they introduced that into the sport just to give a little excitement. Danny Holgado's getting too fast.
Yeah.
Here's one thing that I have to say. This has been sort of a humbling experience in this last two or three months for Manuel Gonzalez. Remember, he was all bragging about everything, you know, coming in off the preseason and how strong he started. Now he's not doing it anymore. It doesn't look so good. You know, it's like, no, he kept talking about how he was faster than everybody else. Ken bought it. He kept picking him. Right. But it just seems like everybody else has figured out how to go faster. All the younger guys are getting faster as the season goes on.
Maria is now in a points tie with Canet for second place.
Yeah.
Baltus ain't that far back. And Maria, with the amount of rounds they have left, he's within striking
distance. And he's already got a seat in MotoGP already. So,
yeah, he's within striking distance.
Yeah.
I don't think Helgado is. I think he's too far back. He's almost
to some extent, this was a good weekend for Gonzalez because all his main competitors were behind him.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm thinking, how many points they got left? One, two, three.
Oh, there's plenty of points.
150 points.
Yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of points left. Yeah.
A lot of points left.
Nobody seems to. I mean, they keep getting new winners all the time. New winners, new winners, new winners, new winners.
Seven different winners this season.
So it's ridiculous, the number. So it's nobody's dominating whatsoever. So who knows?
Nothing racing this weekend except for the finals of the world Super Motocross.
Yeah, no
playoff.
No, we don't have World Superbike this weekend.
No, they're 2 weeks. They're 26th week.
Okay, because we don't have any GP. That's the next one's in Japan.
It's a double weekend. The next weekend.
Okay. All right. Well, can't have too many more of those because it's about time for World Superbike to go back to sleep.
They got three more rounds, and MotoGP has six.
Yeah.
And there's one more in Moto America. I'm trying to remember.
It's 26-28.
Weekend, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. 2 weeks.
Yeah. So it's a triple weekend next weekend. Woo! Gonna be lot to watch. Triple weekend. Triple weekend in 2 weeks.
If you want to talk about Super Boredom Cross, you can go ahead and do that if you want.
Yeah. No. I'm kind of.
I'm punched out on it. So
I will have to say I'm kind of liking Deegan, but. And he's got to get off of himself. You know, he got hit hard and knocked down in the race and whined like a 13-year-old might whine when he got hit. And he's done that to I don't know how many riders over the last season and a half, and he got his own medicine, and he cried about it. So yeah, I was a little disappointed in that.
Who cares? Yeah, well, the fact that they're
Joe Shimoda won the overall for the
Yeah, the fact that they're even doing this racing is another reason to cry. It's not real racing. Champions have already been declared. So it doesn't matter. It's like the chase, and nobody cares about the chase in NASCAR.
No,
it's exactly the same. But it is racing. Something we, you know, we didn't have it before.
I don't even think it's racing. I wouldn't call it racing. It's exhibitions.
I wish NBC hadn't chased away Monster Energy.
Yeah. I did prefer the $1 million shootout.
Yeah.
The $1 million shootout was just,
we don't have it, like, so this is okay.
Balls to the wall, one race.
Yeah.
I don't need three races. I need balls to the wall, winner takes all. Take what you win, run what you brung.
Yep.
Like the song says.
I agree. I can't get myself to watch it anymore, so I've punched out.
Yeah, but the only really truly
I'm just waiting for super. I'm just waiting for Supercross now. I got nothing else.
Yeah,
that Deegan crash is the only, you know, was really the only thing that was a highlight.
Crash. That was a fall. I mean, Kitchen just ran into him.
Yeah,
just like looked at him and aimed.
Racing incident.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's how it got ruled, and it should have got ruled that way.
Yeah, it 100% was.
Yep.
I'm just saying, it might end up being the best thing for this, because I feel like Deegan is going to spend more time trying to kick Kitchen over than win, and then Shimoda could win it. Everybody be like, oh, never saw that happen, and we can all be like, my Shimoda.
Yeah, I don't think it'll matter. I don't think it'll matter. You can't take away the fact that he was the 250 champion. That's it. No, period. End of story.
This means nothing.
That means nothing, exactly. It
means nothing.
Yeah, it means nothing. You know?
I agree. So, anyways, I think that's about it. We're almost out of showtime anyways. Oh, I got to turn the music up. That's why we're not hearing it. Maybe it's
After 15 years, I know we're getting close to getting this down.
No, we're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we're not.
Yeah, I'm telling you, by the time by our 20th anniversary show, by our 20th anniversary show, we'll have this down in our sleep.
Show 1,000.
Show 1,000. Right. Yeah.
We're like 880 something. I don't know. 830.
Yeah.
Something.
We should stop counting. We should start giving them letters now.
I think we should start over again. Like one. When we get to 1,000, we're just going to start at one again.
Let's do Roman numerals this time. Okay.
Show XV, VX,
XVIX.
What the?
Yeah.
I mean, it worked for the Super Bowl. Nobody ever heard of that.
It does.
This is show 835.
See?
Yeah, what is that? Like, what is that in Roman numerals? Quick,
I have
like,
no
Warren?
Clue. I have no
that
clue.
That could be like CCCCC.
There's something for 100. What is the mark for 100? M?
No, C, century.
No, I don't think it works that way, Phil. What's M then for? Millennia?
Million? I mean, 1,000?
Millennia?
Millennia. 1,000.
Okay, so 1,000 years, so like 1900.
No, here what I looked at, DCCCXXXV.
Told you it was a bunch of C's.
Yeah. XXXX.
So D must be 500. Yep. Oh, D would be 500.
Phil, don't congratulate yourself on anything Warren says. You should know better than that. Oh, shame on
that's
you.
True. Yes. I'm sorry, I was wrong.
Google says.
Yeah well, Google knows Google. Google knows who's on the other side of that mouse, okay? They know everything.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, we got nothing coming up.
Next week would just be talking about some super motocross and speculation, I guess.
So it'll be a special show.
Special show next week.
It'll be a special show.
Hey, Sound of the Champions.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Hopefully, I'll be awake for that.
I hope so.
Anyways, we'll be back next week. Same bad time, same bad channel.